things, Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news. It is the final Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we now join our progress already in program.
Not necessarily the news.
Let's start right out.
Let's do
it. Hey, what happened?
Well, let's find out. Hey, our Hank Facebook Livers. There we are.
Oh, look at us.
Yeah. Having Wi-Fi. Doris was asking yesterday, what happened? What happened to
Hello?
The Not Necessarily the News yesterday on Facebook?
She called the rep. She called the manager.
No, I told her I talked to the manager and that I'd never heard it back from the manager.
Okay.
Some Wi-Fi weird in, yesterday in the building, but either, here we are. The latest on Charlie Kirk and the assassination on his life. The FBI released photos of the, I'm sure you've seen them, possible suspect in the murder. Also, the rifle used in the shooting was recovered. There have been a few developments, more just on the FBI front. But they have no idea on the identity. They're asking now the public for help. But authorities also took a security camera from a home near Utah Valley's University campus, and they think it may have caught the suspect as he fled the shooting. So not much more being released on what they have to go on that. President Trump announced yesterday he will posthumously award Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And, of course, many, and I know at least hundreds last night in Granbury alone, but numerous visuals all across the area and town squares. All across North Texas last night. And numerous, and this seems to be nationwide, but certainly straight from our Fort Worth City Council and stuff, people are losing their jobs just commenting one way or the other when it comes to it. Because both sides are getting vitriol when it comes to the comments on social media. So that fallout continues, and this certainly, as the story continues, unfortunately, we'll keep an eye on it for you.
So is Prince Harry set to rejoin the family business? The former royal met with dear old dad last week, says King Charles is doing great, and the spare, well, he's even getting involved in world politics. He popped by Kiev, Ukraine with his Invictus organization and wants to help the tens of thousands of injured veterans over there. Says he wants to humanize the people involved because it's easy to get desensitized to what's been going on. Well, some things never change. He did have to ask the British government for permission to visit, not to mention his wife, Meghan Markle, which is what good marriages are comprised of.
Are they going to be? Because new in theaters this weekend is the new Downton Abbey movie, The Grand Finale. Are they in it?
I don't think so. I don't know. That would be okay. Like a job.
All right.
So.
That's fine. Then I'm not going to go see it.
Okay.
All right. Well, also in theaters, Spinal Tap.
Uh-oh.
2. Where they turn it up to
11.
That's right, everybody. Cool. It's also video game day today. According to one study, kids who play video games earn more money as adults than kids that don't. It's not much, but gamers earn an average of about $5,000 and change more per year than non-gamers. But then they spend that money on video games. Maybe worth spending money on Dairy Queen launching a Dr. Pepper sandwich. I don't know if they're going to have it today, but I'll shake that hand. 7-Eleven's Bring Your Own Cup Day, as we said, is tomorrow. So you can literally show up with any sort of receptacle if you want to borrow the Will It Float tank. Let us know.
I like big buckets.
Let us know.
Do not drink out of the Will It Float tank. Please. No, it's for crying. Okay. No,
it's amazing.
Tidy bowl in there.
It's fine.
So did Zoe Kravitz break the girl code? Well, she's hot and heavy with the Harry Styles from One Direction. You know this as well as I do, KB. She's also good buddies with his former love, Olivia Wilde. Word is, Olivia's not very pleased. Why does her friend have to hook up with one of her exes? Now things are all awkward. Things are getting serious as well. Harry has met with Zoe's dad. That would be Lenny Kravitz, which must be interesting to meet a father figure in bell bottoms and a see-through shirt. Meanwhile, I do like Zoe on social media. She loves to roast her dad when he posts the provocative pictures, saying he's looking thirsty and to stay hydrated, Dad.
Makes me uncomfortable. Coming out in January when they rolled out the Girl Scout cookies. It was released this week that they unveiled their newest cookie creation called the Explore Mores. That's their new cookie. It's basically Rocky Road inspired chocolate cookies, creamy filling with notes of chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond flavored cream. So those will come out. What will not be coming back, it looks like, is Raspberry Rallies, which was kind of the Raspberry Thin Mints. So, okay, we're all right then. So, we also not coming back because it's a conflict of marshmallows, Girl Scout S'mores and Toasties. Those won't be back because it's basically consolidated into this single cookie.
All right.
So, Girl Scouts, new cookie flavor coming. Your move, Ozempic. Yeah.
So something old, new, borrowed, and blue, but more importantly, does it come with queso? These are your priorities when it comes to weddings. A fun couple out of Bristol, Connecticut, well, they decided to tie the knot at Chili's, KB. It was a casual event that featured just the fun couple, an officiant, as well as a photographer. You see, they were going to have a larger event a few days later. They don't believe in legal marriage. Garrett and Ash, it's the couple's name. Meanwhile, this does seem to be a little bit on brand. Quiet weddings are trendy.
Quiet weddings.
Yeah, it's small.
Yeah.
They're intimate.
Uh-huh.
And it's not because they just want something sweet between the two of them. It's because weddings are very expensive. Hmm. And financial constraints.
So I've been told.
It's a good thing, you know, some people have rich fiancés.
Forget that. I want my baby back ribs.
I want my baby back ribs.
I'm
going to
have the Chili's wedding. I want to have the Chili's wedding. Barbecue's all.
How would you eat those in a white dress?
Speaking
no way.
Of culinary delights and palates for prize winners. For the first time ever, a non-champagne, which means from the French Champagne region, a non-champagne won the prestigious sparkling wine prize. Went to a winemaker out of England.
England?
Canned wine. Yeah, it was canned wine, yeah. And then finally, also speaking again about England, we're Britain heavy today. The unfortunate for them, UK Space Agency just announced that they will be shutting down the United Kingdom space program. First bit of news is that the United Kingdom had a space program.
Congratulations.
So, yeah. But this is probably good because every time they went up in space, it was drove on the wrong side of the highway. You got rockets up there and the Elon satellites. They tried to put a roundabout right around Saturn, too. It's just silly people.